Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something really personal and often quite challenging. Home education for children with special educational needs.
Yes, it's a path many parents consider.
Right, especially when, you know, that traditional school setting, even with all the promises of support, just isn't working out.
Mm-hmm.
You see your child pulling back or maybe acting out or just completely shutting down, and there's that awful feeling.
The gut feeling.
Exactly. The environment itself is the problem. It can feel like you're giving up on the system.
Or maybe. Maybe it's not giving up. Maybe stepping away is actually stepping in.
Stepping in to create something new for your child.
Precisely.
Hmm.
Our research looking at parent stories and educational studies really points to this. That initial struggle you mentioned. The child shaking before school, maybe becoming nonverbal at home.
Yeah.
That's not about the child failing. It's often a direct symptom, a reaction to an environment that just doesn't fit them.
And the stress of that, it must be immense for everyone involved.
It really is.
Hmm.
It puts this relentless pressure on the child, on the parents, and it can seriously damage a child's trust. Trust in learning, trust in adults, even trust in themselves.
So this deep dive isn't about rejecting education itself, then. It's more like hitting a reset button.
A powerful reset button, yes. Home education offers this this unique chance to rebuild the whole learning experience around the child.
Instead of trying to fit the child into a pre-existing structure.
Exactly. One of the biggest things we see is the ability to move at the child's own pace, following their interests, you know, not just sticking to a rigid timetable.
Letting them lead a bit more.
Right. And the sources we looked at, especially those focusing on family-led learning, they really highlight how this puts emotional well-being first. It helps rebuild that trust we talked about.
How does that work, practically speaking? Rebuilding trust.
Well, think about it. Consistent, predictable time with a primary caregiver. Someone who can respond immediately when the child is distressed. They can have input into their day. That kind of co-regulation, day in, day out. It can actually start to change those ingrained stress responses linked to school anxiety.
That's huge. Tailoring the environment, not just the lesson plan.
Yeah.
So thinking about specific needs, are there particular groups of kids who tend to benefit most from this kind of approach?
That's a really good question. It seems particularly transformative for many neurodivergent children or those with more complex needs.
How so?
Well, take sensory overload, for instance. At home, you can control the environment much more easily.
Right. No fluorescent lights buzzing, no sudden loud bells.
Exactly. You can manage the sound, the light, the visual clutter. It's not just quieter, it's controlled. For children on the autism spectrum, for example, who often find the executive function demands and social complexities of a big classroom really challenging.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They can thrive in these calmer, low-pressure settings. We saw a case study, actually, about a child with severe anxiety. School felt progress was years away, but after 6 months of home education,
what happened?
They started initiating conversations, engaging in structured play, things the school hadn't thought possible for a long time. It was about removing those daily battles, that constant overwhelm.
That sounds incredibly hopeful. But okay, let's be realistic. It can't all be smooth sailing. What are the actual challenges parents face when they choose this path? It's a big shift.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's definitely not always easy. And our deep dive showed some common hurdles. Parental isolation is a big one.
Feeling alone in it all.
Yes, but many find ways around it. Online groups, local home ed co-ops.
Yeah.
Building that community intentionally is key.
Okay, what else?
Financial strain can be a worry, though, again, families get creative. Free online resources, library materials, resource sharing, some find grants too. And then there's parental burnout. It's real.
I can imagine. Taking it all on yourself.
It is a lot. But things like parent support groups, even virtual ones, seem to make a difference. Scheduling time for the parent, not just the child. What's really interesting, though, is how often these challenges become, well, opportunities.
Opportunities for growth.
For both the child and the parent, yes. You learn resilience, you learn flexibility. Progress might look totally different from a school report card.
No grades, no standard tests, maybe.
Right. But it's often much more meaningful. It's rooted in that specific child's journey.
So wrapping this up then, what we've really explored today is how home education can offer this incredibly tailored, responsive way to learn, particularly when the standard system just doesn't fit.
Mm-hmm. It's about crafting an environment where a child doesn't just cope, but can actually flourish on their own terms.
Creating that space to thrive.
Exactly. And maybe that leaves a question for you, the listener, to think about. What does thriving really mean for each unique child? And how might we, all of us, need to broaden our definition of success to to truly support every learner.